Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm going to get to your calls, but Ian has got some texts for us to get to.
Here is a text that says, saying that someone is lesser than someone else because they don't have children is pretty whack. I like that. However, when it comes to the presidency, in my personal unforced opinion, having children is important. Understanding what you are doing when you send people's kids off to war can really only be accomplished by having your own and having that perspective as a parent.
I understand the point that's being made, but I don't think it's fair to measure somebody's compassion, somebody's understanding of another person. You know, how many of you have never been in a serious car accident? But yet you could still have compassion for people who are seriously injured or killed in a car accident. There are people who maybe have never experienced something that do have the ability to empathize, to totally appreciate, understand something without having actually experienced it.
Yeah, empathy is a thing that's in pretty short supply in our country generally. I don't think it's... I take the texter's point, but I don't... Yeah. Just because somebody doesn't have kids doesn't mean they exist in a moral universe with no kids in it. You know, Kamala right. Harris has stepkids and nieces and nephews and friends that have kids. You know, so I think that she or any other commander-in-chief would be able to make the right decision about whether or not you're sending somebody's kids to war. Even though you don't have your own biological children, it doesn't mean you don't right. appreciate the value of other people's children.
Totally understand.
Here's a text that says, it's hard to believe that we are still fighting hate and racism in 2024. I remember how the hate speech was cranked up when Obama was in office. It is hard to believe how bad it will be when we elect the first female president and she's a person of color. I'm all for it. I can't put a sign in my yard out of fear of repercussions, but vote blue 2024. Love you guys. Keep up the good work.
If I had a house, I wouldn't put a sign in my yard.
Me either.
I wouldn't put a bumper sticker on my car.
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't trust people. Although I the other day I saw a pickup truck. I saw a pickup truck that had a Harris Walls bumper sticker on it.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to do something kind of subversive or unexpected like that, you know, like a big pickup truck with a Harris or maybe like a, you know, a Prius or a Subaru or something that says like, I love Trump. Like, that's kind of a statement. But I don't know. The yard signs thing,
I wouldn't do it.
Like, what are we doing? Do you think that that's going to convince your neighbors to vote the way that you want them to vote for? Is it, it's just a statement for yourself, like a declaration that you're putting out on your lawn to say, this is the kind of person I am. This is the kind of candidate that I support. Why is that so important to you that you use a political yard sign to do that?
That's a good point. And I think it goes back to the idea that a lot of people don't really know who they are, and they define themselves only through their politics. That's their big thing. It's like there are a couple of callers to this show, and it seems like they're nothing without their political views, and their focus on politics is all they really have. I would never put a sign in my yard, and there's a reason why there are either curtains or there's a divider when it comes to voting. It's a private matter. You're supposed to be able to vote in private, but yet there are people who want to brag about who they're voting for. And this is America. You can do that if you want. But, man, especially today, I don't know. Why do you feel the need to, like, well, this is who I'm voting for, whether you like it or not? And that's the mentality.
Yeah, that's whack. Here's a text that says, I have been a liberal my entire life. I hate Donald Trump. He's a vile human being. I would have never imagined supporting him. But the last 4 years, the last decade, really, have forced me to change my view. This election is not about the candidates. It's not about the next 4 years. It's much deeper than candidates or trivial policies. It's about the survival of the ideas of the Enlightenment. The postmodernist cannot take firm control of the world. If they do, I am certain we will see the end of Western civilization. And no, I don't mean white.
That is interesting. I never looked at either one of these candidates in relation to the term Enlightenment.
Yeah, I had never really thought about that either. Like, tyranny and, you know, standing in opposition to tyranny and organizing against tyranny and oppression and persecution, those are Enlightenment ideals. So, I don't know. I guess it's just not the kind of first thing I think about when I'm looking at my candidate. Like, you know, like, what would Leonardo da Vinci have done? I mean, it's just, okay, we're all here to do. We're all here to do, I guess. Here's a text that says, guys, we have hours upon hours of Trump spewing explosive accusations on everyone who disagrees with him. He routinely states that Democrats and immigrants are destroying the country. He routinely calls Harris a fascist, a Marxist, a communist, even though he doesn't know what they mean. He's the one who started all this with the birther movement, and now the Democrats are the ones that have to tone down the rhetoric? Come on.
I agree with that, and that's why I brought that up. I raised the question. I mean, didn't Trump, haven't Republicans, and I know people have called this show, and they are saying that if Harris is elected, democracy will end. I mean, this is not something that is just my opinion. This is a fact, and if you listen to this show, I know you've heard it.
It is so rich seeing J.D. Vance and people on Fox News saying, oh, the Democrats have got to turn down the red. Democrats have been jumping up and down and screaming and waving their arms and pointing for almost 10 years at Donald Trump and saying that kind of rhetoric is not acceptable in this country. That's a genie you cannot put back in the bottle. It's toothpaste you cannot put back in the tube. Trump and the Republicans are taking us down a dangerous road with this stuff. Please stop doing that. Please don't elevate that person to a person of national, a position of national importance. And here he is at the top of the ticket for the third cycle in a row. Whose fault is this?
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.